So we're continuing with the psukim on Mem Gimel on the days with Paraduma. He's a hatar al hatame. So the person who's tar is mazeh on the tame. So since it's called a chatos, it's obvious it has to be done by tahara. So the fact that the Torah said tahar comes to tell me that it has to be minimally tahar. Tahar mechlal shu tamei. Tahar means that we got to be something, it's tamei, which is limit al tpul yom shu kosher b'parah. That a tpul yom is kosher b'parah, and since the ikar of the parah aduma is to matayar tmeim, so then everything about parah aduma is kosher b'tpul yom. A tpul yom is only tamei legabe truma. It's an apostle's truma. She's not really tamei. So it's a minimal, so he's really tar. So therefore, hatar, he's a hatar, come to tell me that a tvul yom is also kosher. Rashi, he's a hatar, haitar yiseiruhu. V'ha betar koi. It's extra for two reasons. One is, Rashi says, because we were talking already about a tar. So it's a ribui achar ribui. What do you need another type of tar? He's coming to tell me it's minuli tar. Besides that, the Rishonim say that it's called a chatas. So it obviously has to be done by a tar. So it's superfluous to say tar b'feirish. Mechlal shu tamei, she yotzei mechlal tuma. As long as he's gone out of tuma, basically... As long as he went out of being tamei, the basic tuma, even though he's minimally tamei, the guy that tvul yom was not really called tamei; he's only called a posel, because he only passes truma tvul yom. So therefore, what's it called? Tvul yom is kosher. Okay, Om Reb Asi, ki havu be Rab Yochanan Reish Lakish bepara. When Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish would look into the parasha of Parah Aduma, lo maski mino ele kamei de masik talim mibe karva, they only were able to glean from it what a fox picks up with its paws when it walks on the ground. Rashi, lo maski mino klomer lo hayu malim mitocha dover chidush, couldn't find anything mechudish li osichonim lechos b'shitasa lahashvo shiei mikro oseh kulam olsim zeh miyadzeh o kulam iskaim in zeh achar zeh. We couldn't find a chidish to say that all the psukim either are a continuation one from the other or come to tell me that this pasuk comes to tell me that it's not the same as the pasuk before. All of them similar. Some were like this, and some were like this. Kimoda masik tala mi be krova. Kimosha male hashul baraglov kishidoris asod near. When a shul walks over a newly plowed field, the amount that he picks up with his feet, that's how much they were able to glean from the parshiyos separa aduma to come up with great chidushim. Elamai, they came up with the same pshat that we said. Some psukim continue what came before. Some psukim go against what came before. Ela amrei mashmo tumi mashmo mashmo meila. They say came up with the same conclusion that we've said until now, that sometimes the pasuk comes to tell me that the same people that are kosher in the previous part of the process are kosher now, and sometimes the psukim can come and tell me that the people who were kosher before are not kosher for the next part of the process. Toni Tana Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, kol ashchitos ksheiros bizar chutz mishal para. A Tana learned in front of Rabbi Yochanan that all shchitos are kosher, bizar, except for paraduma. Omer le Rabbi Yochanan, puk toni levra. Go teach this outside, meaning it's not true. Lo matzinu shchita bizar psula. There's no such thing as shchita bizar as possible. Even by paraduma, shchita bizar is kosher, like Rav holds. Rabbi Yochanan lo mi boy latana de lo tzayis, el afilu lo rabbe lo tzayis. Not only didn't Rabbi Yochanan listen to this Tana, who said in front of him this halacha, he didn't listen to his Rebbe, who said the same halacha. Why? The Amr Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yosef, shchitos para bizar psula. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yosedek, his Rebbe, that Shchitas Paraduma is possible bizarre. The Ani Omer Ksheira, and I hold it's kosher. Lo Matzinu Shchita Shepsula Bizarre. There is no Shchita that's possible bizarre. And even Shchitas Paro Shel Aaron is not possible bizarre, what's it called, even if you hold that you need a Kohen, you need Aaron. It's not because it's possible bizarre, it's because you can't have anybody else except the Kohen Gadol. But not because a czar is possible, because anybody's possible except for the Kohen Gadol himself. Or he holds that Paro Shel Aaron is also kosher bizarre.
Why
do
you tell him to teach
it? What?
Why do you tell him to go out?
That's a what's it called? An expression the Gemara uses a lot of times, meaning it's not, tell somebody else, it's not true. Balo Eitz Paro Shnia came back to the par and said vidui on it for all of Beis Aaron. Versus Maishnu Mavidi Rishon to Lo Omar. Uvnei Aaron Am Kedoshecho, Maishnu Mavidi Sheni to Omar Uvnei Aaron Kedoshecho. Why do I first vidui only his Mitzvah for himself and his wife? And the second vidui for the entire, all the Kohanim. Why didn't he do it both times for everybody? This is the proper way. No senes. First he's mechaper himself. Then when he's zaka, he's mechaper for other people. Right? Zocha, and then he mechaper other people. And his wife is considered himself. Ishto kegufa. So therefore, being mechaper on his wife is not being mechaper on somebody else, mechaper on himself. Midas hadin no senes. Kolomer kach yotha lomer. Sha'achar shizvad al atzmo v'hiya zakai roi l'chaper l'acheru. Okay, Mishnah. Shochto, then he shechted his par. The kibul b'mizrik is domo. And he was mekabel the dam from the par. The nosno in a bowl. The nosno l'mishu hu memaris bol arovet haradi. And he gave it to somebody to shake up the dam, to stir it, so it didn't coagulate. On the fourth roved in the heichel. Here's mashmitz in the heichel. See, 1 second, it wasn't in the heichel, it was the fourth roved from the heichel, in the azora near the heichel. Roved is a balata. And the fourth, what's it called, tile. Kadesh lo yikros, in order they shouldn't coagulate, because he had to then take that dam later and bring it lifnai v'lifnim. If it coagulated, he couldn't do it. So it had to remain liquid. So somebody had to stir it. Notu machta, he took a pan, va'ol of the rosh ha-mizbeach, went up to the mizbeach, upana gicholim eilich ve'eilich, and he moved around the coals on the mizbeach, the chosim min ha-mukolos ha-pnimios, and he took from the inner ones that were well burnt. And the Rambam is not goris this. And many other Rishonim are not goris this, mukolos ha-pnimios. You don't take from the inner ones. This is a halacha by Trumas Hadeshin, that you take the ashes, so you take the burnt coals. But over here you need live coals. So the many girses that aren't goris, the chosim and amu, kolos apnimios. The yorad goes off the mizbeach, the hinichol arovet the rish v'azora. Then he puts the pan with the coals on the fourth rovet in the azora. Some hold this is the same place that he put the blood. And the other hold that it's near the mizbeach. It's a fourth rovet, but it's a different rovet. It's the fourth rovet after you come off the mizbeach. The other one was the fourth rovet when you come out of the heichel. Two different ones closer to the heichel, that's the blood, because we don't want the blood to coagulate, so you put it as close as you can. And this one, there was no reason to put close to the heichel, so you want to keep people away from the heichel, because nobody's allowed to be in the heichel when the Kohen Gadol goes in. So, if it's two different places, the reason that the Ritva says that this one is farther away is to keep people away from the heichel. And there's no reason to put it closer. By the blood, there's a reason to put it closer, because we don't want it to coagulate. We don't have the Kohen to go with it a long way, so we put it as close as we can. We're not so afraid that somebody's going to go into the heichel. The chol yom ha-yechosu b'shal kesef v'ma'ar b'tol shel zohar. Every day when he brought the gecholin for the ketores, that he brought on the golden mizbeach in the heichel, so he would shovel in the coals in a pan that was made out of silver, and he would pour them into a pan made out of gold. Today he'd shovel them into the pan with gold and bring it in, the same pan. Every day, the one of silver held four kabim of coals, and he would pour it into one that held three. And today, the gold one held three, and that's what he brought in. Rabbi Yossi said the one that he shoveled the coals from the Mizbeach every day held a saw. And he poured it into a golden one that held three kabim. And today, the golden one held three kabim, that's what he brought in. B'chol yom hoysa kveida. Every day it was a heavy kli. Because he could bring it in with both hands or whatever. Here he's going to have to make the chafina with his hand, at the same time hold the pan, so we had to juggle these things, so it had to be light. B'hayom kala, today it had to be light, so it was made out of thin gold. Every day the handle was short, today it was a long handle. Every day the zahav was more of a white gold, a greenish color, and today it was red. Every day he brought one pras, half of a midah of the ketores in the morning, and half pras means a portion, a half at night. Today he would add a third thing, a handful of ketores that he brought lifnai v'lifnim. Right? Every day he brought two measures of ketores on the golden mizbeach, one in the morning, one in the evening. Today he brought an extra measure of ketores in his hand, from a handful in the lifnai v'lifnim, inside the Kodesh HaKadosh. Every day it was ground thin, and today it was ground even more thin, pulverized. Every day the Kohanim would go up the east side of the Kevesh and come down the west side. And today the Kohen Gadol went up in the middle and came down in the middle. Because he was the shliach of Klal Yisrael, so it's covered of the Kohen Gadol. He didn't go to either side. He went mamish up the middle of Mizbeah. And others have the gear so that all the Kohanim who accompanied the Kohen Gadol as a levui, as an escort, also went up the middle of the Mizbeah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer La'olem Kohen Gadol Ola Be'emtzer Be'emtzer. Every day, whenever the Kohen Gadol did the Avodah, he would go up, Ma'lav Da'afan Yom Kippur, go up the middle of the Mizbeah. Every day the Kohen Gadol would, like other Kohanim, be Mekadish his hands and feet from the Kiyor. Today he would wash his hands and feet from a special pitcher of gold. That was always the case. The Kohen Gadol never washed from the Kiyor, he always washed from the special pitcher of gold. Every day there were four different bonfires on the Mizbeach, and today there was a fifth one for the Ketores that you brought Lifnai V'Lifnim. Rabbi Yossi Amr B'chol Yom Sholosh V'Hayom Arba. No, Rabbi Yossi tells there was only three every day, and the fourth one added for Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yehuda Amr B'chol Yom Shtayim V'Hayom Sholosh. Rabbi Yossi says every day there's only two, and a third one added for Yom Kippur. Everybody agrees that an extra one was added for Yom Kippur. The machlokas is how many different bonfires were on the Mizbeach every day. Rashi. The Mishahayim Amarisbo, Megisbo, he would stir it. So Shlo Yikrosh, Kishi Yisha, Ad Shetas, Avodas HaKtoris, since he had to wait now to go do the Avodas HaKtoris, before he would bring this dam and sprinkle it where it had to be sprinkled, Kemosha Siduros and Parsha, as the Mishnah and the Parsha, what's it called, will say. Al Harovan Ravi, Kol HaRitzba Suyu Shuro Shuro Tablos Avnei Shayish. The floor of the Mikdash was made of balatas, of tiles, big tiles, row by row, made out of marble. The Kol Shura Vashura Kruya Rovan. Every Shura was called a Rovan. The Gemara is going to think that it's talking about the fourth row of tiles inside the Heichel. So the guy who was stirring the blood was in the Heichel. The Gemara is going to ask, that can't be. Right? A machta was a pan that he used to shovel in the coals. V'hinicho ad she yachpot ketores. She yachpon ketores. And he would leave it until he would take a handful of ketores. V'yitein v'toch hakaf. Then he put it in the spoon. V'yachrach yachnis kafu machta lefnin. And then he would bring the calf with the ketores that he had taken with his handful and put it into the spoon and bring the machta of the coals inside, and then he would pour the ketores, or put the ketores onto the, he'd again take it out of the calf in his hand and then put it on the coals. The chol yom kishechose gecholim mimarocha shniya shol toris lahachnis al mizbeach apnimi l'toris shachris v'yardis. Every day when he would take coals from the second bonfire on the Mizbeach that was made for the Ketores, right, to bring it inside to the Heichel, to make the Ketores on the golden Mizbeach, morning and evening, Chosa B'Shal Kefes, before his time, we're going to explain why he used a silver one to shovel the coals and then pour it into a golden one. V'hayom Chosa, time of the Yom HaKippurim, B'kul Mishim Chosa Kohen Gadol. Today, we don't want him to do too many things, to have to start shoveling and changing and pouring, right, make it as simple as possible, because the Kohen Gadol is weak. He has a lot of things to do, and he's fasting. V'hayom Aruka, K'deshiten Yodol Amata Mizro, Tezro Misayoso. Today, the handle had to be long, because in order to do the Chathina of the Ketores, Lefnai V'Lefnim, he had to be an acrobat almost. So it was facilitated by a long handle on the, what's it called, on the machta. And later on, the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Gemara will discuss how exactly he did it. Pras chatzi mana. Pras is a half a mana. And he brought a half a mana in the morning and a half a mana of the ketores in the evening. Mosif melochofna. Then today he brought a third handful of ketores and that went inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shemachnis lefnai v'lefnim, levad mipras shachris v'shal arvis hanitin ha-mizbeach ha-pnimi, which is put on the golden mizbeach in the heichok. Ha-yom daka min ha-daka, zu shichol yemachnis lefnai v'lefnim, the one he brought lefnai v'lefnim, not the one he brought on the mizbeach ha-chitzol. The one he brought on the mizbeach ha-pnimi, the was the same as every day. It was ground once. But the one he brought lefnai v'lefnim was second time ground. He put it back into the grinder, an Erev Yom Kippur, and it was ground again, so it would be extra thin, extra fine. They would go up on the eastern side of the Kevesh, and that was to his right, went up the Mizbeach, right, to his right was the east, Sharipot of the Tzafon, because he was facing north. Kishaola b'kevesh u'bedoro. The kevesh was south of the Mizbeach. So when he went up the kevesh, he was facing north. So if you face north, to your right is east. The kivin d'chol tchilos pinos of the yamin, since you always turn to the right, so he'd go up on the right side of the kevesh. So he could turn right as soon as he got to the top of the Mizbeach. Ein noshia makif selotzorah. Shouldn't go out of his way for no purpose. Right? The roch of HaKevesh, Shesha Soyama, the Kevesh was 16 amas wide, right, about 32 feet. So you could have the east of the Kevesh and the west of the Kevesh. It was big enough to have two directions. It wasn't a little ramp. It was a wide ramp. Ola b'Mizrach, he went up the east side of the Kevesh, Umakif HaMizbeach, went around the Mizbeach, Lavodasa, did whatever Avodah did do. When he came down the Kevesh, he went down the west side, the opposite side of the Kevesh. Sad small Bislas Marav. And he was going south. Vayom Kohen Gadol Marek Vodo Vichibosan Shal Yisrael, Shehu Shulchan. Today the Kohen Gadol shows that he's a shliach of all of Klal Yisrael. The Osa Atzmok Ben Bayis. Right, he doesn't go on the right side, left side goes right up the middle. The Imbol Laalos the Mizbeach Lahakif Gadol Matan Tarnim Midim Musafim. The things that he did on the outside Mizbeach, Makif is called HaKevesh, and Tzorech, Mishol HaTzorech. He doesn't have to worry that he should be right on the edge so he can turn right away. He goes like a Ben Bayis in the middle, and what's it called, and turns with a nice wide turn. Arba Marochos, Mishparish Mitmar. How many Marochos there were? Okay. How could the person who's stirring the blood be on the fourth row of balatas? In the heichal, no one's allowed to be in the heichal when the Kohen Gadol goes in to be makdik Torah. Says lo yeh, the chol adam lo yeh ba'ol moed. Rav Yehuda, tani shel heichal. Doesn't mean the fourth row in the heichal. It means the fourth row, when you leave the heichal, the fourth row of tiles outside the heichal. So it's outside the heichal. What? That's the ulam. The heichal there. The heichal has the ulam in front of it, and outside the ulam, right? Rashi, v'aksiv v'chol adam, mokminin lo l'kamon b'shmais to m'shas ha'ktores. When the Kohen would bring in the ktores, which he was doing while this guy was throwing the blood, right, no one's supposed to be in the heichal. The at omris b'maris b'al arovet v'yishim b'heichal. And you say this guy is throwing the blood inside the heichal. Tani shel heichal. She yotzim min ha'heichal la'azorah. When you leave the heichal, right, to go to the azorah, monis ha'rovet. Then you counted the rows of tiles. The Havihai Revila Heichel. This is the fourth row after you left the Heichel. So the guy is outside, not inside. I just want to say a kind of